the Torah gives us simanim for the kosher animals. So for instance, behemoths, domestic land animals, they have to chew the cud and have completely spit hooves. Non-domestic land animals, i.e. chayas, have the basic rules of the behemoths, but however, with a couple of differences, or a couple of basic differences. One famous difference is the prohibition of eating chalev, forbidden fat, that a behemoth has it, but a chaya is permitted. However, regarding a chaya, there's a chiyav of kisrei hadam, covering the blood after you slaughter it. Just like there's halacha by chicken, but by a behemoth there is no halacha of kisrei hadam. So therefore it's important to know what's a behemoth, what's a chaya, because you have to know if the chalev is mutter, and if what you want to know if you could if you have to do kisrei hadam. And as well, the halacha is by fish, you need fins and scales. So regarding birds, that already is, as we'll see, the Torah doesn't give us simanim, they just give us a list of 24, and the Gemara tries to give us different simanim. That's, as we'll see, the Ramar will write, by birds, one will require a Mesorah, because since we don't know, yeah, Rashi writes it before the Rama, but the Gemara talks about Tarnagola da Agma, swamp chicken. And the Chazal made a mistake. They thought it was kosher, but they realized it wasn't. So therefore, Rashi and the Rama codifies it that Lamaisa, in order to eat any species of bird, you have to have a Mesorah. That was part of the discussion about the turkey that people talk about with the, you know, about eating the turkey, because turkey is known as the New World fowl, which we know most people eat. Even though obviously a Mesorah pre-Columbus wouldn't be too feasible. Yet in the Tziv says it's mutter on the basis that since the Jews were eating it for a long time before, so maybe we consider that a Mesorah. So we'll have to go into that. So that's where it comes up here. The Shaila is, let's say there's an animal, a new animal that comes into play. Perhaps the American buffalo, or as we'll talk about the zebu. The zebu has a hump. It's a mix between a cow and something else. So the question is, let's say it has the kosher simanim. So regarding the difference between, how do you know the difference between a chaya and a behema? So that's what Shulchan Aruch says, it depends on the type of horns. So when on this Shulchan Aruch, the Shach comments that I do not elaborate, since nowadays we only use what we received as a Mesorah, similar to the laws of kosher fowl. In other words, he makes some cryptic comment about comparing a chaya to a bird. So we all know, at least us Ashkenaz know, by a bird you need a Mesorah. So what is the Shach saying? Is the Shach saying that you can't eat a animal without a Mesorah, since I don't know if it's a behema or a chaya? So therefore, basically, I can't eat anything without. So, if a new animal comes into play, whether it's the, you know, buffalo or the zebu, would I be able to eat it or not? So, it learns it's what's pshat in the shach. To the Prima Gadin, he says that shach can't mean that, because it goes. The Gemara seems to say if you have the kosher simanim, it's enough. So he says, the Shach must have meant something else. He's telling us a nuanced halacha between a behema and the chaya. Since it's hard to tell sometimes between what has the status of behema, what has the status of a chaya. So of course, does that mean no? So of course you could eat it. But since we don't know, it's a suffix behema, suffix chaya, therefore one can't eat the chalev of this animal, because if we knew it was a chaya, it was a deer, it'd be permitted. But it'd be a, so therefore we're not sure, that's what it means. Unless we have a mesora that it's specifically it's a chaya or a behema. So he wasn't talking about saying the, that's how the Prima Gun and many others are going to shock. The shock's telling me a local din, a nuanced din by difference between a chaya and a behema. And therefore, if you're not sure, so in terms of the differences, but not, but nothing to do with being kosher. And of course, you can eat the animal. However, the way the Chochmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan learn the Shach, and the Chazon Ish seems to learn this way, that you can't eat the animal at all. You know, in fact, the Chazon Ish said in the 1950s regarding the importing of a zebu, what they call the Indian humpback cow, when it came to Israel, he quoted the Chochmas Adam and said, we don't have any Mesorah, that was just tradition in Witta, and therefore, one cannot eat this animal. So in fact, that was the famous debate. I think Rechayim Alevi Herzog, what was the chief rabbi at the time, he had a major debate with the Chazon Ish. He said, the zebu is kosher, we have a tradition from India. So he said, yeah, we didn't really have big Talmidei Chachamim there, etc. So the bottom line is, the Chazon Ish rules Eretz Israel, generally speaking. So Rav Herzog gave in to him, said, okay, so he didn't allow the zebu in because of what the zebu meat in. However, what happened later on is, that they found out that really a lot of the milk that they got in Israel came from zebus, and as well as tefillin and sifrei Torah came from zebus. So therefore, if you're telling me the zebu is a treif animal, then obviously all your tefillin and your mezuzahs are pasul, and all these people are eating treif. So what Pshat is probably is what happened was someone, even non-Jews aren't allowed to be involved in Kilayim, but apparently they did it. And then, so the zebos mixed with the cows. So we have another halacha, based on, I think, Gemara Bechoros, that if you have one of the ways to tell if animal, only two animal, in order to breed, you have to have two kosher animals. And the fact that the zebra and the cow were able to breed, that shows that they most must be kosher. So therefore, perhaps we have a post facto Mesorah. So then already, so maybe at the time the Chazon Ish didn't know this. He was very strong against. But the post can say, even according to the Chazon Ish, even if you want to be stringent today at eating, let's say, a buffalo or a zebu, because you still say maybe it needs a Mesorah like the Chochmas Adam and Aruch HaShulchan, however, the milk, which is only a further step removed, it's a step further down the line, even those who wanted zebu would agree today that the halachic status of the milk is kosher, as well as the Sifrei Torah is written on that way. And that's why, and the reason why they brought the zebu in, because it was an animal that the milk was just as good, but it's very hot in Israel, so it used to, you didn't have to feed it as much, and the milk came out good, and you didn't have to give it so much water. So that's why the meaning following in Eretz Yisrael is, so many people would not eat the zebu, maybe, so therefore on the hashkacha of the Chazon Ish, the bedat to the Mahadran, you won't find zebu or buffalo, perhaps according to the Mahad, the regular Heksha Yerim, you would. And regarding the milk and stuff, most assume mostly soon. But it comes to, that's what it comes down to. The machlokas refers to Agar and the Chazon Ish, how you learn pshat and the shach. Does the shach mean that in order to eat any new animal, you need a mesorah or you can't eat? It's like a min tame, it's like it's treif. I don't know if it, or even it's a shach if you ever went that far. But you can't eat it. Well, no, of course you can eat it, but you just have to treat it as a safek chaya and safek behema, and therefore you have to take the regular halachas of chaylev into account and kitzi hadam. That's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to. The machokes there of Herzog and Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish goes with the Chachmas Adam Narach HaShulchan, and Rav Herzog didn't think of, number one is he can go with the Prima Gada, but he thought there was a Mesorah anyway from India, and that's what it's based on, this cryptic comment of the Shach, whether as long as if you have a new animal you find and it has Simanim, do I assume it's okay? Or it's just a Shaila of whether it's a Behema Chaya, so then I have to be machmir on those specific details, or they say, no, I can't eat the animal at all.